Random House Audio presents Love is the Best Medicine. What two dogs taught one veterinarian about hope, humility, and everyday miracles. By Dr. Nick Trout. Read for you by Jonathan Cowley. Author's note. 30 years ago, as a wide-eyed, dumbstruck teenager, I helped resuscitate a lifeless newborn puppy rudely dispatched into this world via caesarean section. For me, it was a pivotal event, an awakening, igniting a dream and ultimately a career as a veterinarian. Decades later, I can still be floored by the surge of excitement that struck me back then. Sometimes it can be brazen, like the fist-pumping thrill of deciphering a mysterious ailment. Sometimes it can be subtle, hidden behind a secret smile as you watch a reunion between an old man and his four-legged companion from afar. No matter what form it takes, veterinary medicine casts a spell, and I was hooked long ago. I love that whenever I least expect it, I will feel the familiar buzz that reminds me there is something magical about healing sick animals. In the 21st century, veterinarians can offer our pets advances in healthcare no less than, and in some instances, more cutting-edge than our own. Forget about your garden variety joint replacements and kidney transplants. I'm talking about gene therapy, stem cell treatment, and anti-cancer vaccines. This is happening right now, and the scientific breakthroughs that make it all possible demand our understanding and respect. At veterinary school, we become indoctrinated in the church of the scientific method, accepting the gospel according to rational thought and proven data. There is always a logical explanation. Serendipity has no place in our...